This is KERA News. The recent debates in Dallas, Denton, and Fort Worth over Confederate monuments and symbols puts Cindy Harriman in a unique position. She's the executive director of the Texas Civil War Museum and a lifelong member of the United Daughters of the Confederacy. For our Friday conversation, she weighed in on the debate with KERA's Rick Holter.
We've just walked through the gallery with Confederate memorabilia on one wall, Union relics on the other. How do you balance it all?
It has a way of balancing itself. Obviously, there were 2 million more soldiers in the North than there were in the South, so those artifacts are much easier to find. Mm-hmm. For every general you have on this side, well, you want an equally prominent general on the other side.
You're a member of the United Daughters of the Confederacy. There's an entire gallery here devoted to that group's collection. Doesn't that throw the balance out of whack a little bit?
Since they're their own collection, and we are in Texas, we always try to show the Texas perspective, only because Texas artifacts are pretty rare.
What did you think when you saw people carting off the sculpture of Robert E. Lee in Dallas?
That is a beautiful sculpture. Since we don't have a lot of monuments at this museum, mm-hmm. I didn't know my monument history quite like I should, so I've really been going into primary records and sources trying to learn about it. I cannot find anywhere where the monuments that the United Daughters of the Confederacy put up were for a racist or white supremacy agenda. Most of them were, they had 20% of their male population wiped out during the war. They're buried in unknown graves all over the United States. And they put monuments up as a memorial to have a remembrance. On the Robert E. Lee statue, that was not United Daughters of the Confederacy that put that up. So mm-hmm. I don't have access to their primary sources or reasoning.
What do you say to people who say, though, that monuments or symbols of the Confederacy were celebrating a racist society, and, you know, people are offended by these?
We have a couple of African-American volunteers here at the museum, and I've really relied on them heavily to tell me. And one of them who grew up here said that in the newspapers of the day, that that was not a component that her family knew of as far as the racist things. And she's been looking for that to try to help us balance this. I don't think at the time when the veterans were still taking their dying breath, those were put up for any other reason than as a memorial. But the Confederate flag, obviously, in the 20th century took on a different personality than what it was originally, which was a battle flag, and that mm-hmm. was it. So we don't fly that flag out in front of the museum mm-hmm. because it would give an unwelcoming viewpoint to visitors, and we don't want anyone to ever feel unwelcomed. But we think that it's appropriate to have it on display here in order to teach people.
Do you think monuments should be removed and that parks and schools should be renamed?
Schools, I think they can do what's best for their community that they're serving. For parks, it's a case-by-case basis. We propose that everything stay like it is just because that's what museums do. Mm-hmm. We like the history out there. We collect it. We want to see it preserved. But if you find something that doesn't sit well today, then each city has its own ability to garner its community and see where it's best going.
Have these controversies come up much at the museum?
During the flag controversy of a couple of years mm-hmm. ago, it renewed the interest, and we did little pop-up programs on flags. And it was very well received because we try to take the emotion out of it. And again, when you leave here, you will have an emotion one way or the other, but we don't want to tell you what that emotion should be.
What's the biggest lesson you've learned in this job?
The biggest lesson is the trust that people put into museums. Because you can't be a historian and be a propagandist. Mm-hmm. A museum is a place that there's not a lot of arguing that goes on. It really does bring out the best reflection in people.
Cindy Harriman, Executive Director of the Texas Civil War Museum in Fort Worth. Thanks for taking the time.
Thank you.